there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A very big show today to do. A lot of stuff to cover, actually, because... next week I'm basically leaving the show open totally and not scheduling any extra interviews because we're going to have our hands full as we broadcast for the first time from the island of Grenada. Matter of fact, Single Scott and Mermaid Angela are literally diving right now as I speak off of the island. We're going to check in with them as soon as they arrive back to the dock from their excursion off the coast there with Aquanauts Grenada. And then I'm heading on a plane tomorrow morning to fly down to Grenada and join them for a few days. And then, of course, we're going to do our little broadcast and celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean. This is the first time we've actually done a Scuba Radio. Well, I take that back. It's the second time that we've done a Caribbean Christmas show on the road. Now, we usually stay, it's kind of like a homey kind of thing during the holidays. So we have a tendency to stay close to the studio and do some special Christmas shows. However, this time we've hit the road. We did this about 10 years ago, didn't we, Bill, in the Caymans?
Right. It was not quite 10 years ago. It was, in fact, 6 years ago.
It feels like 10.
I only know because we were there for my 40th birthday. That's the only reason why I remember when it was.
Exactly. And we had a great time then, but it's been that many years since we've actually done a Christmas-themed broadcast out on the road, period.
Right. So that was way back in the days when I used to travel with you.
Exactly.
So how long ago was that?
You're too old to travel now. They won't allow him on the airlines because of his age.
And my oxygen tank. The wheezing. Oh, God, the wheezing.
Oh, it just drives you crazy. Anyway, we're going to do that next week. Do not miss it. It's going to be a very special show because we will have Mermaid Angela... with bells on.
And nothing else.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to tune in and find out. But there will be video. There will be pictures. And I can tell you this much. The folks on the island of Grenada are pumped. And it'll be very interesting to hear what kind of reaction they've had already to Mermaid Angela. Because, like I said, her and Scott arrived on the island on Friday. So they've already been there.
You're
for
suggesting
a day.
That Scott's not the one who's pumping them up? Who's getting them all
single
all worked
Scott
up?
May not be single. After spending 24 hours on the island of Grenada. We will find out today. So that's coming up. Plus, our correspondent from Australia is back from down under. Jeremy Bender is going to check in with us an hour or two. He just got off of a liveaboard trip with the Spirit of Freedom. Really fine, fine liveaboard vessel that sails off northern Queensland. And he's going to join us. And then, of course, we got your Dan safety tip. And all kinds of extra little goodies that we're going to throw into the mix today for the big show. Now, the first thing we want to kick off with is reminding you once again that this is the time of year to give the gift of scuba. And I can't emphasize it enough every time this time of year because, it's so crazy. We do this show. We've been doing it for almost 12 years now. And every time I bring this up, everyone goes, oh, I never thought about that. Why not give some scuba lessons for the holidays? And it's just one of those things I think as divers we have a tendency to take for granted. That we belong to this close-knit little club, right, Bill? And I bet you're looking at me like, yeah, crap, he's right. I need to give some scuba. I could get Greg, the dive instructor,
to scuba lessons.
Give my friends free scuba lessons.
Oh, I was thinking about getting you scuba lessons, but no, you know, you're right. I could get some of my friends scuba lessons from Greg the Dive Master.
Right.
It worked out so well in the past.
The key word is free, which they wouldn't be free for Bill or you. You'd probably have to go into your local dive center. It's cheap. I mean, you know, $100, couple $100, depending on what type of dive package you get. You can really come away with a really nice president. I mean, Barack, he probably needs to go diving. Take his mind off things.
He's Hawaiian.
Why not? But it's the gift that keeps on giving. And the good thing about it for yourself as a diver is that you're possibly recruiting a new dive buddy.
There you are.
And you're always on the lookout for someone new to dive with. If you're like me and you've pissed off so many in the past, you constantly have to bring in fresh meat.
You have to have a new pool.
Yes.
To draw from.
Exactly. So just keep that mind, you know, keep that top of mind. Give the gift of scuba. And, you know, they're doing that in South Florida today. Scuba Pete or Net Doc from Scuba Board is on the line. He's at a dive show here in Florida. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
So, I'm about to say something that I should already know, but I forget. Are you in West Palm or Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I knew it was one or the other, or in Pete's case, both.
Well, but we've had hurricane watches this morning.
Oh, really?
So we're not sure if they've moved the building or not. You know, you never can tell about these things. You start off in Kansas, you end up in Oz. You never know.
Exactly. Yeah, these tornado things. Yeah, quick click in your heels. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Well, I've tried that.
I don't doubt it, but that's okay. You're sharing the joy of giving the gift of scuba. That's what the show is all about, right? Is showing
Dude,
off scuba
it's
stuff.
It's a great show, too. We've had over 80 booths here. And people are still coming out despite the tornado watches. It's great.
Yeah. So they're risking their lives to share the joy of diving. So where
That's
is
correct.
It? Is it in West Palm?
It is in West Palm.
Okay.
It's at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, West Palm Beach County Convention Center.
All right, good. And so about 80 booths and people, you know, with dive operations down there in South Florida and some equipment manufacturers. Who else is wandering the aisles down there?
We got the people from Sea Camp. We got the people like Force E is here. Boynton Beach Dive Center is here, some of the locals. We've got SDI-TDI. The agencies are here. Patty is here. I mean, this is not just a small little show. This has been a great show. It's been a good thing.
Nice.
And, of course, Scuba Board is here, and we're sponsoring a lot of little mini presentations from around the world.
Little mini presentations.
A guy shows up with his wallet and starts handing out pictures. Said, this is my
there
grandson.
Actually, we have these little viewing booths with videos continually looping and running so people can see diving in different areas of the world.
Nickelodeon peep shows?
Nice.
Yeah, except with no nickels required.
Oh, nice. Even better.
Mini shows. I think a little like a little flea circus he's walking around with.
That would be nice.
Yeah, not quite like that. It'd be maybe a sand flea circus.
Ah, okay.
Oh, okay, that's more appropriate. Okay, well, that's cool. So, yeah, Scuba Board covering the event quite well online as well. So if you want to go there, just do a little search on Florida Dive Show, and you can check in with your online friends in that regard. Pete, what else are you seeing? Are people excited about the Christmas season? Or are they talking about giving the gift of scuba like we were just talking about, or what?
You know, Greg, I think it's a wonderful concept that you've come up with there. I think that more people should be talking about it. I think at this show, a lot of people are just are having fun thinking about getting themselves wet. You know, there's all sorts of destinations here. St. Croix is here. You know, all the usual people who come from all over the world to come and bring you diving is here. And it's a great way to spend time with a loved one. And I agree with you that this is, if your significant other isn't diving with you, this is a great way of making that happen.
It's a great way to suck them in. That's right.
That's right. You know, I mean, I just got back off a cruise in the Sea of Cortez on the Rocio del Mar, And boy, I tell you what, I was with no one, unfortunately. But what a romantic setting that would have been.
You were what? You were
He was not with anyone.
Was by myself,
he was by himself.
Oh, darn it.
And he was at a romantic place.
Ah,
it was gorgeous.
And and he started feeling a little bit romantic. You know, sometimes when you're alone and you get those romantic.
Don't go there.
And then he saw a manatee, and
it'll happen. It's where mermaids come from.
That's why I travel with mermaids.
And well, there you go. And I should have probably brought my own mermaid.
Yeah.
But,
well, what did you see in the Sea of Cortez? I'm interested to hear about the diving there.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. We got to go play with sea lions.
Nice.
I actually played with them for a couple days. They were pretty cool. Now, mind you, we didn't see a boat from the time we left port on Sunday till the next Thursday. We didn't see anybody. We didn't see any lights. It was just us. I mean, this is wild diving. This is diving where, you know, you get to see stuff that no one else has ever seen.
Cool.
And because it's the Sonoran Desert, it's it's just dramatic landscapes, dramatic seascapes. You got these huge rocks. You get to see stuff you don't see in the Caribbean, like the horned shark, the Mexican horned shark, manta rays. It was just awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Okay,
Horny shark. He saw the horny shark while he was there in that romantic location.
Instead of having queen angels, we have the king angels, over there in the Sea of Cortez.
They have the king angels, are you
they
serious?
They have the king angels.
Yeah, and they have the Elvis Presley hair.
Is that what it is?
Which is why they're called
It's something like that. No. They got lots of stripes, I know that.
More stripes, and they wear a crown.
They do wear a crown.
Who knows? Let's talk a little bit about the sea lions, because my diving experience with sea lions, very limited. I had a very small experience when I was in Guadalupe diving with great white sharks. So
I've talked with more than one woman that told me they've had a very small experience with Greg the Dive Master.
And so when I'm diving with these animals, you know, they seem real friendly, but I have heard these stories where the sea lions will come up and nip at your fins, or they could bite your wetsuit and all this kind of stuff. I know they're just being playful, but is that a cause of concern at all, Pete, or no?
Well, you know, I'm sure every colony of sea lions is a bit different. This colony had not really been exposed to humans very much. So they will come within 3 or 4 feet of you, but they're not about to sit there and really interact with you like the ones that are off of California, where they've grown accustomed to humans.
I had one touch
my hand for about 2 seconds, and that was the extent of however close they'd get to me.
Now, whose idea was it to make Pete from Scuba Board the representative of our species as we go out and meet new creatures? Whose idea was that?
Pete's.
Okay.
Yeah. Bill, it was between me and you, and I won.
There we go. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yes, this is true. All right. Well, Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Have fun there at the Florida Dive Show. It's a fine event going on this weekend. They're giving the gift of scuba, sharing the joy of diving, just like what we do here every week. And we got more of it coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to it. Diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Oh, jingle bells, Christmas sweet, soon we'll be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day, I'm glad it's very near.
It's Christmas in the Caribbean.
Yes, Christmas in the Caribbean, or Caribbean. That's what will be happening next week here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving as we travel to Grenada for our Christmas in the Caribbean broadcast with Peter and Galen from Aquanauts Grenada.
And of course, we are billing this as the second invasion of Grenada.
Well, it's our first, actually.
Did you watch Heartbreak Ridge yet?
I did not watch that.
Permission to speak freely.
Okay. Bill's dating himself again.
Yes. He is indeed.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah. You hear Jimmy the Bubble Boy, which if you're not staying up with the rest of the class, the Helper Boy has been promoted. Or we still haven't figured out if it's an upward move or a lateral move.
It's not
a demotion. That's for sure.
It is definitely a move which has less stress involved.
I agree.
Greg, remember my training. Bubbles always go up.
That's right. Exactly. So Jimmy the Bubble Boy is what he is known as now. And he's in the studio with us today. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Real good.
Good, good, good. Now, he's just going to hang out here for the holidays for a little bit. And by the way, he's not going to Grenada. Neither
thanks.
Him or Bill. Just me and single Scott, Mermaid Angela. They're already there. So we'll cover that base next week outside the country. And then 2 weeks from today, we'll be back in the studio for our special homegrown, kind of like staff Christmas party.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Who's bringing the grog?
We'll come up with some kind of grog.
Nice. You be bringing back something which wouldn't be legal here in the United States?
What, you mean from Grenada?
From Grenada.
We could look into that. I don't know what kind of grog they have.
Oh, you know what? I'm afraid to have you come back with something for me to drink from some foreign country.
Last time it was hardwood from Dominica.
Oh, that was horrible.
God knows what they might have in Grenada.
I think we still have that, Greg.
I'm sure we do.
I think
they used that to remove the paint here in the new studio before they, it was like a kind of a primer kind of thing.
Here, I believe, as a factual matter, if we had opened the bottle to pour it out, I think I would still be able to smell it.
Oh, yeah. When he said remove paint, we didn't pour it on anything. We just opened the bottle and paint started to
but
peel.
But the fumes.
Exactly. Good stuff. So, who knows?
No. And then before that, you brought that pulverized root beverage that looked like dirty dishwater.
Oh, that stuff from Fiji.
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, kava.
Yeah.
The kava root.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You bring me nothing but god awful beverages.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about this now so I don't forget. I'll have to be on the lookout next week.
Some native Grenadian drink.
Exactly.
I like simple things for you to remember. The words that rhyme with bum, like rum.
Mm hmm.
Or a guitar I could strum.
Right.
Or a song I could hum.
Or pull my thumb.
But, anything harder than that for you to remember, don't even worry about it.
Exactly. So, really, I mean, the big thing we're going to Grenada for is to find out exactly how did it get its name. Was that where the grenade was born? We will find out. Right here. What? What, Bill?
Okay.
Nothing.
It's pronounced Granada, and that's where the car came from, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, exactly.
With its rich Corinthian leather.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how I dated myself last week. Bringing up Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Last week, by the way, I want to do a little shout-out to Rodney. He was my guest when we talked about his trip to the Galapagos. Go back and listen to that interview. It was quite informative if you didn't catch the live broadcast. And I am planning to go to the Galapagos Islands, and it looks like in May. We're working out the time frame still. And, that's why I was asking Pete about the sea lions, because they got the sea lions in the Galapagos Islands area as well.
He's actually paragliding from Ecuador to the Galapagos. That should be exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to do something like that. And anyway,
it's only about 400 miles.
Well, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, and in your flying car. So, anyway, go back and listen to that. It was good stuff, and just wanted to thank Rodney once again for coming on the show last week. However, I wasn't able to sync up with her this week because it was her birthday. We talked to Jana Strain. At the Long Beach Dive Show last year. Now, Jana was a free diving record holder and quite impressive a lady.
Set of lungs. Right?
Set of lungs and a tattoo on her back of a mermaid that will definitely turn heads. We'll talk about what she accomplished this last week on her birthday next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK 7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. So, Jana Strain was, participated in the AIDA World Championship, Freediving Championships, this past week. And on her birthday, she actually broke a record, she held the world record for no assist, like no equipment.
Okay.
So she's going down with no fins. Let's see, I think she can wear...
No assistance means no fins?
No fins, no sled, no... This is free diving, just breath hold diving, right?
Oh, come on, though. What? Fins or assistance?
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear... You don't wear fins on this stuff.
How do you get down...
By your own body weight.
Okay, well, that's not going to work for her, because she weighs about 48 pounds.
Yeah, well, that may be. But that's all. I mean, that's how they do this particular category. And I'm trying to look for what the exact.
Think
name.
About that for a second. While he's getting some details here on this, Jim. Think about this for a second. Do you have trouble getting that first 10 feet down below the surface?
Not really. If you let all the air out, you sink like a rock.
I don't sink like a rock. Well, I do not.
Fat floats.
And I'm just thinking about it. It's. Holy cow.
Well, it's constant, no fins is the category.
Okay.
So,
the distance?
177 feet.
Holy cow.
And
two
minutes, 13 seconds.
Man.
If she was just breaking her own record by another, 3 feet, she had done 174 in September. And, this happened Wednesday? And they did this competition. It was also her birthday.
Well, son of a gun. So, how old is she?
It doesn't say. Okay. She can't be more than, I'm going to say 22, 23. She's okay. I can say that because she's not here and can't smack me.
Okay.
I don't know. She's a young girl, but she's a beautiful girl. The thing unique about Jana...
Aside from the ability to get underwater 174 feet on a single breath with no equipment whatsoever except for a wetsuit.
She has a mermaid tattoo on her back that takes up her entire back. Quite nice. Impressive.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh, you better watch that. You better not cry. Better not fall. I'm telling you why. Fair enough
is hard to
die.
Harry.
Yes, the Santa here is stomach virus. Now I'm filling in, bringing toys to all the Gentile boys and girls.
Wow. Santa evidently has got a case of the pig flu.
Who
would have funk it?
That has to be one of the saddest things going. That has to be one of the saddest things there is.
What?
In the world.
What's wrong with
Hanukkah? Harry.
That's not sad. That's,
first of all,
thing.
Happy Hanukkah next week.
Yeah.
To our Jewish friends. And secondarily, here's what's sad about it. This is the sad thing. Phil Hartman is dead, and John Lovett still lives.
Yeah.
And that's just a reminder of it right there. That is the peak of John Lovett's career, between that and The Critic, which was a really good sketch, which they turned into three seasons of television.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have already been emailing me, by the way, about...
complaints about this week's program.
Well,
that's usual, though. That's all the time.
When I get these kind of emails, I'm not sure which category to put them in.
Okay.
I'm not going to put them in the complaint category, as far as I'm concerned. Any email is fan mail.
Okay. So these people complaining that I didn't get to go to Grenada, that's not a complaint?
No, they want to know, when is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa going to make his yearly appearance? Or has he been spotted by the new broadcast facility here at Scuba Radio?
No, he hasn't, and it's a good thing he hasn't.
Ironically, he has. He was. I spotted him today. I got here earlier than you, Bill.
He wasn't by the door, though.
No. Well, he was.
I didn't smell him.
Well,
did you see him lurking somewhere?
We have a long gutter stretch in front of our new broadcast facility. He was off to the side over there by the dumpsters.
Ah, oh, damn!
He did look. He looked ripe as usual. Been drinking. As usual.
Smelled of urine. Wind must been blowing the right way.
And he's definitely found his way to our new broadcast facility. And he was in no shape. And I think it's kind of too early still in the season to expose our listeners to him. He may be contagious. He may actually have the pig flu.
No.
Yeah.
No, viruses are not going to live on him. No,
I'm not so sure. He's like a walking Petri dish.
I believe.
When he's not crawling. But I did give him a phone. I got one of those new deals on Black Friday where I got a free phone. So I went ahead and did my little good deed of the season and gave Scuba Radio Drunken Santa a cell phone. So I told him, if you want to call in today and just say hi. And what we'll do is
be splendid.
Since I'm going to be in Grenada next week, 2 weeks from today, we'll see if we can actually invite him in. By then,
Don't invite him now, because then he'll be here next week.
No, I'm in Grenada next week.
It doesn't matter. He'll be here.
Well, you're the producer. Just line the place with plastic and let him camp out.
He'll start hanging out in front of the door next week.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, Greg, if you wanted to be really generous, you could give him a breath mint. That would be a gift to the rest of us.
Well, yeah, but that would kind of take away from the traditional...
I'm telling you what, a breath mint. This is kind of like one eyedropper in the ocean, if you know what I'm saying.
Really?
Anything we can do about a gross? Can we get a gross?
It's pretty gross, regardless.
Oh, that it is. Holy cow.
So, anyway...
He could overdose on Tic Tacs. I don't think it would help.
Hopefully that answered the viewer's question. Dan Tipp is next, and who knows, maybe we'll connect with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 406. The following is more of a warning than a tip. Beware the fearsome King Kong. He is slowly terrorizing the seafloor at a rate of 2 inches every month.
Hey, that snail was about to charge.
To please the gods, we'd sacrifice a virgin, but we couldn't find any on our boat.
For 15 years, she kept her virginity. Not a bad record for this vicinity.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, a COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
Going great, Greg. What are you up to?
Just checking a dive report.
Dive charter?
Stock market.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, it's the pain we're all feeling these days.
Yeah, but happily, it doesn't mean the end of diving.
That's the great part about water, water everywhere. Find a puddle big enough and you can dive.
You said it. I've talked to a lot of divers lately who aren't skipping a single dive. They're just enjoying them a little closer to home.
There's a lot of great diving to be done at a local level, even if you're not living in Florida.
That's a true statement. But just because you're diving local doesn't mean you can be lazy about your diving habits.
Do tell.
Even if you're diving a site that's your second home, you still need to do all the planning and preparation you'd do if you were going on a trip.
Such as?
Start with the site. Think through what kind of dive you'll be doing and what the conditions will be. It might be a quarry with a significant depth or temperature challenges, or visibility that's a little different than you've seen in a while. You could be diving a lake where there are topographical conditions of which you need to be aware. Or maybe you're lucky enough to be living in a coastal region, in which case you need to be familiar with some of the specifics of shore diving and local marine life.
I see what you mean.
Every dive has a unique set of conditions you need to consider. Take some time to get a layout of the site, remind yourself about landmarks you'll use for navigation, what the potential hazards are, that sort of thing.
And once you've acquainted yourself with the site and plan to dive?
Go through your gear and make sure it's ready for it. Has it been serviced and properly maintained? Do you have proper exposure protection? Are there any accessories you need, like a dive reel or dive light?
How about emergency procedures?
Absolutely, you should think about them. Are you familiar with the local procedures? Do you have emergency oxygen on hand, and do you know where it is? Is there staff on site to assist in an emergency, or are you on your own? And if you will be the responsible person, are you up to date on your emergency training?
What about you as a diver?
That's as important a piece as any. Are you physically fit enough to be diving? Are you mentally prepared to do the dive?
It sounds like even if you've cut the travel budget, you can't cut corners.
That's the truth. A common mistake a lot of divers make is that when they stay close to home and dive a familiar site, they get complacent. It's human nature, and we all get complacent from time to time, in and out of the water. But not taking the time to plan and prepare for a dive properly, even on a site you know really well, can be the difference between a safe dive and a bad day.
So the good news is that no matter what the economy is doing, there's no reason to quit diving. And the better news is that all the rules we apply when we do the travel and adventure diving still apply and keep us safe, even when we're in our own backyard.
And those are the kind of dives that'll make you happy every time.
Local diving offers a lot of adventure and opportunity to sharpen your skills. But just because you're local doesn't mean you can be lazy. No matter where you plan to submerge, take the time to do it right. Plan and prepare each dive thoroughly, regardless of where you are or how many times you've been there. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, Bill, is this right? Is this the...
I think so. I think I can smell him over the phone.
Yeah, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has called in on the Scuba Radio hotline. And with this new cell phone I got him on Black Friday. It was a two-for-one deal.
Oh, yeah, and it's a great connection, too.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Greg. How you doing, buddy?
Happy
holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You're not Jewish, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish divers.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. How are you holding up out there? It's kind of rainy and overcast and cold in Orlando today. And I saw you out there, you know, by the dumpster. You were moving a little bit, but did you appreciate at least the gift, the cell phone? Do you like your new cell phone there, buddy?
Thank you very much. I love it. And you know the best part of it is?
What's that?
When I put it on vibrate.
Uh-oh. Why? What are you doing?
Let me just say that sometimes being Santa Claus can be lonely.
Yeah.
And the vibrate feature comes in handy.
Okay, all right. You know, I'm never going to be able to call him now.
He'll every time
he calls himself.
Every time I feel a little tickle, I think of you, Greg.
Well, thanks.
That's awesome. Tell me, please, that it's not a camera phone.
I don't know. I got to figure out how to take some photographs.
No, it is. It's one of those new droid things.
It does
everything. He can scan stuff with his phone and camera, and it plays music, the whole world.
What happened to us living
video?
In a world of dozens?
Hey, I can take this underwater, right?
Yeah, you could.
I don't think it's a bad. That's a bad idea.
You could throw it in a housing or something. Maybe.
Maybe if I put it in a Ziploc baggie.
You know what? If you go diving and you stick it in between your fat layers, I bet that would create a watertight seal around your phone. It'd be fine.
I don't know. I am ripped.
He may never find it again, Greg.
I am ripped, Greg.
He's got a six pack.
Yes.
And besides that, I'm in good shape.
Ho, ho.
Oh,
hey,
brother.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you know, you seem in pretty good spirits there.
He's in the spirits. There's no question about that.
You know, a couple weeks from today, we'll be back in the studio after being in Grenada, and then we'd like to invite you in. We're going to, you know... We got a new broadcast facility.
2 weeks, not next week. 2 weeks.
We're going to line the studio with plastic.
We're going to be fumigating next week, so don't come by.
Oh, that's the week after. That's the week after.
Well, it's almost Christmas time. I hope everybody's been not naughty but nice.
Okay, good.
Hey, are there going to be any mermaids?
Yeah, we got Mermaid Angela there in Grenada next week, and she'll probably join us here in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You want her to, is she going to sit on your lap and tell her what she wants for Christmas? You going to take care of that?
Well, maybe if she, if Angela wants to sit on my lap, then I'd tell her what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. You already got a phone that vibrates. That's about the closest thing. Oh, my God. He just texted me a picture. The cell phone works. Oh my God. I think I just broke.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You know, Christmas is a special time in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. It's a time for giving. And look what Mr. Landlord gave me. It's an eviction notice.
Shooting all the reindeer with my brand new gun. The one I have to buy myself, cause Santa never comes. Santa, you suck. Santa, you never showed up.
All right.
Yeah, you know.
Here we go.
Economy's tough on everybody, and that's just a little ditty. Even the Christmas songs are coming from a more angry tone, it seems like, this year.
Yeah.
What?
So was that from your punk rock band friends?
Actually, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa just texted me that.
Interesting.
He just sent that to me on his new phone.
Nice.
Oh, my God. He's butt dialing me. You want me to prove it? Here's the picture.
Oh, Greg.
What? Hold on.
Thanks,
what?
Man.
What the hell was I thinking? Is that what you're trying to say?
I could have lived the rest
of my
life.
That's not a pocket.
Without looking at that.
When you butt dial, normally the phone's in the pocket. There's no pockets there.
You've seen his butt?
Unfortunately, I've seen it again.
Are you sure that's the right crack? That could be his boob line. It could be boob cleavage.
Let's just assume it's his butt.
Let's not make any such assumptions.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But it was either that or have him in the studio. So
this is better.
Thank me.
This is better. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I appreciate it.
But 2 weeks from today, you know, I can only hold him off so long.
Right.
He will be in the studio with us for a special, I don't know, it'll be the Scuba Radio in-house Christmas party.
That'll be nice.
2 weeks. Next week, once again.
I'll arrange a ride
Grenada.
Home.
What's that?
I said I'll arrange a ride home.
Exactly. Don't forget the eggnog and the fogger that we can set off after everyone leaves, including Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio just around the corner. We're going to check in with Jeremy Bender, who is our Australian Scuba Radio correspondent. He's just back from diving on a liveaboard called the Spirit of Freedom there off the coast of northern Queensland. And it's quite an adventure. Matter of fact, he's got a blog up there at scubaradio.com. We'll talk about that and get a first-hand report from him coming up in hour two. Also, Mermaid Angela and Single Scott should be coming in from their first day of diving off the coast of Grenada, and we are going to check in with them live right here on the big show. So stick around. Hour two coming up shortly. And obviously, we're just getting started, and we've already gotten rid of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, so things are safe.
Air out your speakers.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. He's butt dialing me. This is going to be. This is welcome to my hell.
Each little snug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, no how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here, down in the fog here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.